Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. You know, one reason why I have the bad karma, as I was saying, when I say karma, I mean event. I'm a good person. I live in an area where I try to be good in the society is a must. But good people like me cannot hang around with evil people. I said I had very bad experiences when I was young, and throughout my life I dealt with dangerous people. I even had criminals on my previous street votes who had targeted me for 20 years over a little home because of jealousy. And that was a defining factor of why I always stay away from dangerous people. I even had criminals in my family when I was younger. I've seen it all. Now I'm dealing with it outside indirectly. People in my building or other people otherwise coming, talking about me and that I do not know. I stay away from crazy, mentally ill people. I stay away from evil people. I stay away from thieves, murderers, criminals, perverts, peeping toms. I stay away from sociopaths. You have to stay alive and to be successful and to be well. I had people who think they have a right to peep in my home. This is an allegation that is continuous at my home, in my building and otherwise. They should have went to prison a long time ago. I believe that these allegations could be true. They should have went to prison. It's against the law. It's a misdemeanor, and they do it anyway. The reason why I'm so angry is because I overheard these criminals. They follow me around to music events. They say lies to the music industry, lies that I don't own my song, which is not true. They lied to Horace Music, saying that that I had a conservator or I do not own my song. That is a lie. They lied to people in the industry. These are other allegations that they had used my songs for samples fraudulently. They should have been charged or been liable. They owe me money. They may have made money off my music. These allegations perpetuate where I stay away from criminals. I had very bad experience where my life was in danger when I was younger, when I wasn't as aware when dealing with people in L.A. and New York, where I came across, trying to be good, and I came across thieves and people with criminal records, ex-cons, who took money from me, and they attacked me. So I had to be very careful because I'm a goody-two-shoe. That's why I was interested in law. I became interested in law because of this situation, because I didn't make it in music when I was younger. And then I got my music release that was copyrighted. It's been copyrighted when it was released 10 years ago, 20 years ago. And these people making up lies to prevent me from making my dreams come true. They're sociopath evil excuses, making up stories why I should not make it in Hollywood. Oh, I just go to school all the time. That's a fucking crock of shit. That's a dangerous person, evil person. If I'm dealing with a crazy person trying to press my buttons who I don't know from those or from an area who come over here 20 years, which is insane and mentally ill. I'm dealing with some mentally ill person from this San Fernando Mental Health Center who keeps coming over here living in the area, saying that they're going to make up stories that they own my home, make up stories that they own my songs, and they doing it to press my buttons so I could be drive me crazy to go in the hospital, which is never going to happen because I'm too high-functioning. All that is evil, sociopath evil, American greed evil, stealing, harassment. And the reason why I'm angry about it is that these people have not been arrested. Again, as I repeat, all those allegations of peeping may be true. I do not allow anyone to peep in my home with a camera, a webcam, or anything. But they continuously perpetuate this, either to press my buttons, which is another sign of an evil, dangerous, sick person. it's really sad that the system failed me and law-abiding citizens when they haven't locked up these people. These people, black, white, Latino, are dangerous. They sit on their lazy ass and waiting for a victim, like looking at me as a victim to steal. They didn't, when it comes to my music, they didn't write anything. They just waiting for a handout or waiting, trying to stop me because they're jealous of my talents intellectually, or jealous of me because I write and I have a talent and a genius. That's not fair. I don't deal with those crazy deranged people live on my street or live in my building. It's really sad that I called, that's why I called the police several times to lock these people up. They nothing but dangerous, selfish people. What's really interesting about how selfish and cold-blooded they are is that they feel sorry for themselves that they don't have anything. Oh, like, I don't feel good about myself, and they're evil, and they may be trespassing, looking at me in my bedroom. I told the police that they should be arrested, but you know the point is? Point is that I need to have evidence. Evidence, evidence, evidence. I can't go by what somebody have said. And I did, and I said, you're right. I ignore it. Is there something wrong with those people? They're making up stories. They doing it. And they keep coming over here. You know, they keep coming over to my home. How evil and treacherous they are. This is the reason why they need to have more laws to lock up sociopaths and dangerous people. I think they need more laws for clarification to protect people's rights. That includes peeping in someone's home. They should have more penalties for it. I'm a good person. I've been dealing with this for years. They just want to take my dream away. You know, they don't like someone who's good or someone who's talented like me, and they're jealous of me. They want to take my Hollywood dream away. They want to take my dream away to be a lawyer. They want to take my dream to be a home, and they sit on their fucking ass and think they're a victim. I'm sorry for the cursing. The cursing is just an explanation of what I experienced all my life. It started in my own family when I saw criminal behavior and manipulation. It also started when I saw several of my members of the family go to prison. Seeing people on my street go to prison for fraud, criminal, and all kinds of things. So I had to stay away from these people when I learned that when I was young. And then observation of what injustice happened to me, of what I saw when my nephew was getting killed from dangerous hoodlums who they hung out with. It really is sad what has occurred. Then seeing these allegations with this lawyer who manipulated my family, and my aunt referred him, and he was helping her with some car lawsuit. And there was allegations that she manipulated my mom. You know, I'm going to let that be. Those are allegations. But I don't trust any of them. So I learned that because all the crime that they committed, actual evidence of crime and going to prison and manipulation and fraud and forgery, I had to stay away. I was a victim of forgery in the past. When someone put my name on a check, and, you know, it was a federal law, and I was exonerated. I was a victim of assault, a victim of severe harassment by a deranged group of individuals who I don't know, who targeted me for several years. I said 20 years, and we should be thinking, I'm thinking about 2023, not 2003 or 2004. So because of this, and because of police lack of ability to arrest people like this, and because of the mental hospital system not locking these people up in the hospital, they have to, you know, I became interested in law. But I was not wanting to be a lawyer. I wanted to be an entertainer. Entertainer business is very, very difficult to get into the music business, and I'm still an artist. I've always been an artist. That's why I talk about protecting my music. When it's copyrighted, it's protected. I never release a song without a copyright because I hear these bastards near me saying that they use my songs or committed fraud or forgery or just trying to press my buttons. And another sign of injustice that I had is that these same people were making analysis on my health, my mental health, and so on, which was unjustified because I expressed complaints and I expressed concerns about protecting my music and my life. They make up stories about my mental health and make up stories where I'm a too high functioning. So, in other words, trying to commit defamation and commit some other kind of scheme because they're a sociopath and an evil person to begin with. They got criminal records, they've been in and out of mental hospitals and prisons, and they still come over here or live in my neighborhood because they're ignorant or my building and they don't know the fundamental, basic, common sense rights of respecting boundaries and minding their business because they're mentally ill themselves and dangerous. When you have concerns about other people, you go to them directly, call the police or so on. That's an emergency. That's how you deal with people. If you see something or hear something, you stay away unless it's an emergency. They don't understand how to mind their business, which will lead them to more. I know they're going to go to jail and go to a civil, get found liable for fraud, forgery, or something. That's exactly why I got into law school. I had to go to law school because when you realize that you have criminals who should not have gotten away with what they're doing, and right now they, you know, talking and saying things that pertain to their sociopath, evil mind, because they don't have the capacity to understand boundaries or understand or to be around other people, because everything they do is about is evil. That's all they know how to do is be an evil person, manipulative person, directly or indirectly. But, you know, I don't know if I'm going to be a lawyer. I felt, you know, I'm taking it one step at a time, but I'm trying to make it an artist. When someone says I can't be an artist because I'm in school all the time, that's a cop-out. That's a evil person. When someone make up lies that I don't own my songs, that's an evil person. When someone said that they use my songs for forgery or trying to commit fraud or identity theft, that's an evil person. Because I'm trying to make it in music. I truly am. Because if I'm making it in music, that's the first and foremost why I came to L.A. I didn't come to L.A. for anything else. That was the foremost. Anything else is plan B is what it is. It is. I make sure I stay away from evil people or manipulative people as much as possible because that is the reason why a lot of people's dreams are taken away. That's the reason why they're trying to take my dream away or in the process of trying to undermine it because of their self-centered evil motives or trying to undermine my mental health or whatever. When I say mental health, I say in general. I'm very, very aware. I'm very high functioning, and they will never undermine my mental health. I'm too strong and too enduring to let anyone get in my way. But I always follow the law. I always follow the law. I don't like when they say things like, how ignorant or deranged they are. Saying, "Oh, I should be, talk about being a caseworker." I will never be a caseworker. That's how can someone who's an artist or interested in academia or interested in working in something like that will be interested in being a caseworker? That's psychology. That's clinical psychology. I'm not a clinical psychologist. I'm never going to be a caseworker with mental. You think I'm going to work with somebody when I'm dealing with people where some of them could have the same traits and same behaviors like the criminals that I dealt with or crazy people in my neighborhood? Absolutely not. Saying things that don't pertain to reality. They need to have penalties for mentally ill criminals. More penalties for mentally ill criminals. Because all the people I discussed were mentally ill and dangerous. It really is the way it is. I don't want to deal with no American greed situation doing to get rich or buy a home at some struggling artist's expense, but that has happened. That's why a lot of people's musical dreams or dreams of Hollywood don't come true, dealing with criminals or evil people trying to undermine it, and I'm no exception. it's important that you that we endorse people and be good to people and mind our business. It's know the difference between right or wrong and so on. They have to have these penalties. The law has to change to protect people, artists. They need to have laws for artists like me who came out here, you know, writing and playing the keyboard, and we have a song to protect us from thieves, forgery, and people using songs for sampling. I consider it as robbing a bank. Moral character is important. I say in general because we can't hang out with a thief, a criminal, a crazy, deranged person who commit crimes all the time. They should be locked up. Hang out with good people. You always have to hang out with good people. And we all have to be good to people, but we also have to be keep these people behind bars. I experienced it too much in my life, especially in the last 20 years. And especially throughout my life. So that's why I became an artist, writing those sad rock songs about what has happened, like my song Trauma. I experienced traumas from being victimized as a child or being victimized as an adult, or younger adult, or seeing people rob me and when I was renting houses with other people. Or getting hit behind the head with some object and almost getting killed. So I had to protect myself all the time. I'm very much aware of this, and I always will be. Sure, I want to live on this planet. I'm going to be good. I'm rational. But I can't be a tragedy to someone else's evil deeds. That's not what I came to L.A. for. I came to L.A. or Hollywood to be a singer or musician. And the Hollywood area are all around L.A. It includes Beverly Hills, the San Fernando Valley, etc. That is what I came to L.A. to do. Anything I am doing now, when I mention all that, is Plan B. But definitely not no clinical psychology. There's no interest. The damage has been done 20 years ago. But as I said before, we got to put people, they got to have more laws to put people who manipulate artists in jail or fine them or make them liable for loss of money. You got to put sociopaths or evil perverts, peeping toms, in jail. Because I don't want nobody looking in my bedroom, looking at me, who think they have a right because of their illness, because they can't accept that I own a home. And that's an allegation. I know I talk about it, but I'm living with crazy, mentally ill people around me, or dangerous people. The law needs to lock them up. But as an artist, I need to protect my songs and continue to go for my dreams and be good and follow the law. For I can be, I have a successful life. I don't want no evil people to get in my way of getting it. Good day, good night from Dove Night.